Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How's everyone doing today? You better start praying. That's all I got to say. You better start praying because it's about to get real. And I'm trying to not say so many cuss words. I'm going to drop an F-bomb here and there, obviously, but I'm trying to tone down on that because I notice it messes with my algorithms, folks. So, folks, a lot of stuff is coming. We all know it. We all feel it. Remember in my video about five videos that, well, I've been saying this forever, but the deep state playbook is when an event happens, they have to, it's move and countermove, move and countermove, move and countermove. So when we are coming after them, like we are in the House hearings now, the House hearings are escalating rapidly. They have to pull, they got to make panic moves. We're forcing their hand. Stay vigilant. Keep praying. We got this. We have got this, folks. We're making them make moves. They do not, premature. They're not ready for this, folks. So they're moving in quite fast, quite rapidly. So, folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod1977. If you ever see me doing a show from a hotel or motel room, it's because I like to take my elderly parents to go see my sister, and it allows me, and some of you understand this, when you have elderly parents, you get, it's hard. It's a lot of work, and I get tired. So, folks, when I take a break, I take my parents up to see my sister, and I get to relax, and that's why I look sleepy or, like, out of it when I'm on some of those shows, because I'm literally rolling out of the bed to come to my computer and keep working. I keep working for you. And in order to keep doing what I'm doing, folks, I need rest. And I need a break sometimes with my parents. So I take them up there to see my sister so I can get some sleep and rest because it's a full-time job. Just know that every contribution on Venmo, every subscription in Nino's Corner TV, it's helping me help you. And I'm juggling a lot right now with my parents are elderly. My dad's 88. My mom's 84. And there's some problems that are happening. So, you know, all the prayers are welcomed in my life and my family. So thank you folks for being patient with me. It's Venmo D-Rod1977. Folks, I got to do this every time. When the lights go out on Amazon, just leave an honest review. That's all I care about. I think I'm past 500 now. So let's get to 600. Let's get to 600 views. I also got the Mexican mix right here. Thank you. Oh yeah, super chat's going. The Mexican mix. My mama's book. My sweet old mom. You know, she loves all the reviews. So thank you very much. Thank you for leaving her a review, folks. I'm gonna get to it. More bank failures are to come, and we know this was gonna happen. They're gonna pull the plug, but I'm gonna explain why and how this is happening. Noble Gold, you better have your gold. You better get gold, folks, and get on this. If there's no time to prepare, like now. Obviously, it's in your face. It's staring at all of us in our faces. We got to have some crypto. We got to have gold. Got to have food on the shelf. I put my Patriot Supply down there below. You got to hit that as well. Get some food, buckets of food you can just put on your shelves because we don't know where this is going and for how long. So, folks, we are at war and we are in a recession. Two things the government doesn't want you to know, but it's only a matter of time until cracks start to show. And you know who will get hit the hardest? You will. So, folks, that's why you need to protect yourself and your family because things will get worse. Fortunately, Noble Gold Investments is here to help you. I use them, folks. I absolutely use them. You work too hard to build up your savings and investments to see it all crushed into bits. A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold Investments ticks all the boxes to keep you safe. And this month, they're giving away a beautiful gold eagle bullion coin with every qualifying IRA of $50,000 and higher. Stop worrying and visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. You can't go wrong with NobleGoldInvestments.com. Folks, hit the link below and get started. You're going to need it. I'm not trying to scare people, but it's just a reality. It's just where we're at. Thank you, Shield Maiden Faith. It's just where we're at. We're here now. It's time, okay? Spotify is Nino's Corner. Getter is Nino's Corner. A lot of you are not on my Getter, obviously. Getter is Nino's Corner. Spotify is Nino's Corner. You can listen to me when you're going on a run in the park. You want to hear my obnoxious voice? Oh, boy. Telegram is Nino's Corner. A lot of spam on that account, but we're working. They're working through it. They're saying, so we'll see. So Telegram is Nino's Corner. Rumble is Nino's Corner. Rumble, I put a lot of the old interviews on ninoscorner.tv on there. I feed the people that feed me, folks. I started this way before, right when the purge happened, and I built ninoscorner.tv because no platform was safe. I don't know if you guys remember this. No platform was safe. So I created it. I had the wits about me to do that. And what I'm hearing is Rumble is soon going to follow the steps of YouTube. They've gone public, and very soon they're going to be doing the same thing YouTube's doing. It's just a matter of time. I'm hearing it could be months. It shouldn't even take years. So it's coming. So Truth Social is David Rodriguez Boxer. Instagram is David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. Twitter, Nino Boxer. Folks, also ninoscorner.tv, we are in some fisticuffs with every – you would not believe the DDoSing we experienced, the banks getting on my ass trying to cancel me. Folks, this is at every angle. This is – trying to keep this channel alive is the hardest thing I've ever done. I got a team of people that are helping me. Thank you, Always Learning. I have a team of people trying to help me, but trying to keep Nino's Corner alive for you so you can have free speech is – insanity. The usage fees, the merchant fees, every time you subscribe, I have to pay for it. It's disgusting how they're trying to squeeze out conservatives. So, folks, ninoscorner.tv, the ghost is up there right now. We had a great interview. A lot of you say I interrupt too much. I have to steer the conversation. Otherwise, what are we going to talk about? Nothing? Just let all my guests just blabble on? I have to steer the conversation. I have to interject sometimes. The ghost is on ninoscorner.tv. I have Juan O'Savin up is going to be up there soon. SG Anon's going to be the first general in the general's tent. I think we're doing something this week as well. But you'll be able to ask your questions to SG Anon. It's going to be epic. And I have April, a very, very special general coming on, I believe. I'm trying to solidify that right now. You'll get to interact and ask the questions. Jim Willie is coming on. We're going to be talking about the financial crash that's happening right now. Unless you're living under a rock, it's happening right now. Bo Pony is coming on. Are his predictions correct? You all decide. It seems like it's adding up to me. Things look like they're adding up to me, folks. I got Sasha Stone coming on. I got Dustin Nemos coming on, ninoscorner.tv. It's a place for everybody, folks. Free speech is welcomed. And without further ado, you might want to lower your volume. You might want to lower your volume because it's about to happen. Lower your volume. Coming at you live! Apocalypse, folks. Yeah, baby. Let's go. Yeah. All right. Here we go. We are closing in on them. And if you're watching and you're paying attention, you see the House hearings escalating. The investigations are going to start escalating. It's getting crazy. It's getting crazy. James Comer tweets, I have family, the Biden family financial records. There is a money trail. White House denied it. Democrats denied it. There's no denying it now. And U.S. Treasury knows it. That's why they've caved. GOP oversight will now have access to Biden family suspicious activity reports. This is reported on Jesse Waters. So it looks like to me, something's happening behind the scenes with old Rupert Murdoch. Rupert Murdoch's playing ball with Trump. Pretty interesting. Something with Fox, folks, is going on to where they're starting to disclose this. They're starting to report. Got Kevin McCarthy being controlled by Trump. Got him on a leash. Now you got Fox on a leash. That's what it's looking like to me, folks. Now, remember, I know there's safeties in place if this gets if this escalates further into World War III, into aliens, which they plan to take it there. There's safeties in place for that. But this has to go by the letter of the law. Do you guys remember what I said a few videos back? I think it was like, time stamped. And I'm talking about the scare event. Where I said, once J6, this exposure comes out, here comes the scare event. The deep state, it's textbook. It's textbook deep state stuff, folks. When we make a move, they make a move. So I said, go look at my video about 5-6 days ago. I said, scare event coming. Was I wrong? They're pulling out all the stops and expect much more. They need to distract you. They need to pull your attention away from the J6 exposure. They need to pull your attention away from the Biden crime family exposure. So what are they doing? Well, what better way to do it than pull the plug on the entire economy? Steal the media cycle and push forward on the Great Reset. So they replaced the J6 hysteria with bank hysteria. This is a textbook deep state distraction. It's in the playbook. You can read their playbook, folks. You got me. I got their playbook. All right. The walls are closing in on them no matter how bad this gets, folks. It's worse for them. It's worse for them. As bad as it feels for us, as scary as it is, we got to pray. How do you guys like my thumbnail? We got to pray because it is going to get scary and there's probably going to be chaos. A lot of things are going to go down that you're going to think it's the end of the world. You're going to think it's the apocalypse. But all the people out there, all the Democrats are crooked politicians, the people on the list, you know what the list is. They're going down. Guaranteed they're going down. They're done. They're going to be publicly humiliated from what I've heard. And this is just the beginning. These failures will continue. So get ready. And just like what happened with the 2020 and the boogeyman, here's what they want to do, folks. This is all leading to a digital ID, or let's just call it what it really is, the mark of the beast. As these failures continue, okay, I believe there's going to be two timelines coexisting, okay? And it's just like what happened in 2020 with this and with this, okay? The face diaper, everyone's shaming you, making fun of you, casting you out of your separating you from your loved ones, 6 feet apart, the whole thing, folks. Now comes what the next move they're going to make is a cashless system, okay? These bank failures are not by accident, folks. This is engineered. You need to understand this, and I'm sure a lot of you do. Once you understand how these people work, they are psychopaths. All of this is done on purpose. It is cleverly engineered to bring about a digital ID. And like I've said, just like 2020, where you remember when you'd like be at dinner, you couldn't believe it. You couldn't believe that your family members fell for it. You would just sit there looking at them with disgust and awe, like, wow, you bought it. You really bought this hook, line, and sinker, didn't you? You sure bought it all, didn't you? People still have bought it. I go to the grocery store and I still see these people walking around. It's like, why? What fucking world are you in, dude? Look, what they're trying to do is basically bring in an instant type of communism. So the banks won't be bailed out, but they'll bail out people individually. What happens with that? You're in communism. So how this will work is people will be locked out of their own accounts is what I'm – this is an opinion. I have to say it like that on YouTube. So people will be locked out of their accounts. People will have to get their digital ID to shop. Sounds prophesized. Didn't it say this somewhere? Oh, let me think. Let me guess. The Bible said that in the Bible. Said all of this was going to happen in the Bible. To go to doctor visits, maybe even to have a social media account. You'll have a social media. You'll have a social credit score. All of this is going to come together. That's what they want for humanity, and then shovel you, herd you into these smart 15-minute cities. Being controlled by AI forever. So all of this is what's coming down the pipeline, folks. So they're speeding up the process because we're pushing the gas. We're pushing the gas to make them speed up the process. Remember, they wanted to do this, from what I understand, by 2030, around that range. They're having to work hard to do it now. They're speeding up everything. So as this is taking place, they're being pushed into panic moves by us pushing the gas with the hearings, the Biden crime stuff, Hunter Biden, the J6 exposure, all of this. As we're pushing the gas, they're having to make these moves. And remember that they're going to all do this at around the same time. This is all going to come together with the alien threat. Was I wrong about the alien threat? Look at Lester Holt just came out and said a mothership is in our solar system. A mothership is in our solar system, folks. This is real. Lester Holt comes out to tell you there's a. Didn't I say this about 2 years ago? Wasn't I saying this 2 years ago? Thank you, Mike T. Yo, Mike T. Yo, yo, yo. The reason they want to do this is because they want to eliminate, take out God out of the equation, replace him with aliens, like you see on Ancient Aliens, replace God with, we were seeded by the aliens, and bring in the Great Reset, boom, all at the same time. They're having to speed it up. So the Great Reset begins. The scary event is here. It's just going to escalate, folks. But will it be the Great Reset or will it be the Great Weset? I believe these two, and I have to give credit to David Zuniga for saying that, because he said that on the show on the roundtable that we just did. I love that. The Weset. It's going to be the Weset, not the Reset. I think two timelines are going to coexist together. I think we're going to have one being the, you know, people that fall for the Great Reset and they go get their ID and they have all the celebrities out there pushing the ID. And they're going to say, you don't need cash. Just get it in your arm. Get it in your hand. Get it in your forehead. That's all you need. That's all you need. And they're going to be spreading it around like magic. Like they're going to be celebrities everywhere. I don't know what's, you know, the same celebrities that pushed this shit that I said they would 3 years ahead of the game. Again, once again, thank you very much. When I said that they were going to be using celebrities to come out and push this crap, they're going to be doing the same thing with the banks. But they need the crisis to happen first. So that's what they're moving for. So let's talk about Moody's. Moody's cuts outlook on U.S. banking system to be negative, citing rapidly deteriorating operating environment. So here we go. The free fall is coming, folks. You better be praying. Moody's investor service cut his view on the entire banking system to negative from stable. So he went from being stable to now he's saying negative. The big three rating from cited a rapidly deteriorating operating environment despite regulators' efforts to shore up the industry. In a harsh blow to an already reeling sector, Moody's Investor Service cut its view on the entire banking system to negative from stable. The firm, part of the big three rating services, said Monday it was making the move in light of the key bank failures that prompted regulators to step in Sunday with a dramatic rescue plan for depositors and other institutions impacted by the crisis. Scary event, just like I said, right on time, folks, right on time. And they're not stopping there. Believe me, they're not going to be stopping there. The aliens are coming too. I would bet. I mean, we're already shooting down UFOs. We're already shooting down UFOs. And Lester Holt has come out to say there's a mothership in our solar system. So I guess the UFOs are coming from there. And I guess they're going to be, this is how I think they're going to use the alien thing. They're either going to come and save us from ourselves. Okay. They're either going to come and save us. These are the two storylines I see here. Aliens acting like a savior to bring in some kind of antichrist, some being that'll come down and say, stop World War III. Or it'll get all the countries to band together to fight a common threat, which will be the aliens. So they're going to play it in one of those two ways, folks. Okay. That's what they're going to do. And if you fall for it, you're an idiot. But you'll have a lot of idiot friends at the dinner table that are going to buy this shit just like they bought this. And they bought this. And they're like, can you believe it? There's aliens. There's aliens surrounding us, Betty. Can you believe it? The aliens are just right outside our solar system. So let's get a recap of the scary event. Thank you, Gina. Here's a recap of the scary events that have happened recently, just in the last few days. So what happened to the J6 footage? It's just disappeared. It's like gone. Where did it go? Oh, the J6 hysteria is now replaced with bank hysteria and soon alien hysteria and maybe a Trump arrest. It's all coming. I think Trump will be arrested or indicted. They got to try to take him out of the picture. I just see it. Silicon Valley's bank's Manhattan branch calls cops on investors trying to pull their cash out of the Boston Tech CEO with $10 million in the bank. Describes the worst 18 hours of my life. Lender is seized by regulators and largest U.S. bank failure since Great Recession. Police were called after about a dozen financiers, including former Lyft executive Dori Levy, showed up outside the building on Park Avenue Friday. SVB blocked them from entering. The two cop cars arrived to secure the building. So the cops are like the New World Order drones. And that's why I love people that audit cops, because these guys, most of them don't even know why they're a cop. They don't even know. And I know a lot of them piss some of you off here. They don't even know the Constitution amendments, these guys. They just do their job, man. We're just doing our job. I have no tolerance for that. I have zero tolerance for that. So they show up to defend the banks, not the people. See how this works? And Silicon Valley branch in Manhattan today called the cops to tech investors trying to pull their cash out as a run on the bank forced regulators to seize its assets. See how they do this? And folks, they want bank runs. So they're going to push for that coming soon. SVB chief sold $3.6 million in stock shortly before the bank's collapse. Documents show that the CEO of Silicon Valley Bank sold $3.6 million in shares of the failed financial institution's parent company several weeks before its collapse. So he knew. Why aren't the cops arresting him? Nah. They'd rather go and stop the common folks, from getting their money out of the bank. Who's the real crooks here, huh? Who are the real thieves? Go after them or throw your badge in the trash. A filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission shows that Greg Becker, who joined SVB as a loan officer 3 decades ago before becoming CEO, about a decade later, sold 12.451 shares of the bank's parent company, SVB Financial Group, on February 27th. Becker sold the shares in accordance with a trading plan filed on January 26th, a little over a month before the group sent a letter to stakeholders saying it was looking to raise over $2 billion in capital after taking losses. SVB collapse was driven by the first Twitter-fueled bank run. So they're blaming Twitter for this. But a lot of people were on there saying, get out and get your cash out, get your money out. The massive amount of customer withdrawals that led to the collapse of Silicon Valley bank had all the hallmarks of an old-fashioned bank run, but with a new twist. Befitting the primary industry the bank served, much of it unfolded online. Customers withdrew $42 billion in a single day last week from Silicon Valley Bank, leaving the bank with $1 billion in negative cash balance. The company said in a regulatory filing, the staggering withdrawals unfolded at a speed enabled by digital banking and were likely fueled in part by viral panic spreading on social media platforms like Twitter. And Yellen says no federal bailout for Silicon Valley Bank. Treasury, I don't know what's happened from here. You guys fact check this. Yellen just said this. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said Sunday that the federal government would not bail out Silicon Valley Bank, but is working to help depositors who are concerned about their money. So maybe not bail out the banks, but maybe bail out the depositors. Therefore, instant communism, folks. You like how that works? Oh, boy. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation insures deposits up to $250,000, but many of the companies and wealthy people who use the bank, known for its relationships with technology startups and venture capital, had more than that amount in their account. There are fears that some workers across the county won't receive their paychecks. Makes you wonder about all the other banks, right, folks? Bank of America, I heard they're... Wells Fargo, I don't know. I don't know. Oh, they're too big to fail. They're too big to fail. They're too big. They're just too big. And then we got Elon Musk. Elon Musk. Man, I'm really, a lot of question marks pop in my mind with this guy, man. I don't know what to think of him. He's doing a lot of good things. I want to like the guy. I want to like you, Elon. I do want to like you. But I don't know about that Baphomet costume you had on. It kind of tells me everything I need to know. Whatever. Savior of everything. Now Elon Musk says he's open to the idea of buying the crisis hit Silicon Valley Bank and turning Twitter into a digital bank. That's interesting. Musk said in a tweet that he's open to the rescuing the crisis bit Silicon Valley Bank. The sudden collapse of the bank has sent financial markets into a frenzy. Responded to user asking if Twitter should buy SVB and become a digital bank. I mean, he's sure there for every crisis, huh? Twitter and Tesla CEO Elon Musk said in a tweet that he's open to rescuing the crisis hit Silicon Valley Bank and even using Twitter as a digital bank. As a digital bank. Huh. Kind of goes with what I was just saying, right? Got to keep eyes on these people, folks. The sudden collapse of Silicon Valley Bank has sent financial markets into a frenzy, and experts warn it may not be a one-off and brace for the next domino to fall. So they're expecting another domino. And as these House hearings escalate, I'm telling you, get ready, folks. It's going to get real. So Musk, one of the world's richest men who already bought Twitter for $44 billion last year, was responding to a Twitter user asking if Twitter should buy SVB and become a digital bank. The chief twit, who often replies to questions involving current events, wrote, "I'm open to the idea on Friday. California regulators shuttered the bank on Friday after a run on deposits pushed it into crisis, causing the largest U.S. bank failure since the 2008 Great Recession." So SVB fallout spreads around the world from London to Singapore. This is hitting every corner of the planet. The fallout from the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank is beginning to spread around the world. Startup founders in California's Bay Area are panicking about access to money and paying employees. Fears of contagion have reached Canada, India, and China. In the UK, SVB's unit is set to be declared insolvent, has already ceased trading, and is no longer taking new customers. On Saturday, the leaders of roughly 180 tech companies sent a letter calling on UK Chancellor Jeremy Hunt to intervene. The loss of deposits have potential to cripple the sector and set the ecosystem back 20 years. They said it in the letter seen by Bloomberg, many businesses will be sent into involuntary liquidation overnight. Folks, this is getting worse. Regulators announced closure of New York's Signature Bank, which held significant crypto stakes. Interesting. So U.S. regulators on Sunday announced they were closing Signature Bank, marking the second U.S. bank to fail days apart and the third largest bank failure in U.S. history. So, folks, I'm reading these to you to recap on the scary event that I so well predicted just 6 days before. Yeah. I'm good. Yeah. All right. Newsom, California governor, reportedly failed to disclose Silicon Valley Bank ties with lobbying for bailout. Thank you, Scott. Bill Cooper. That's the man right there. You're right. Yeah, that, all praise to Bill Cooper. Alex Jones called a lot of this too, folks. Alex, if you're listening to the new heavyweight champ of podcasting, I'd like to bring you back on my show, buddy. I always like to listen to what Alex has to say, man. So California governor reportedly failed to disclose Silicon Valley Bank ties while lobbying for bailout. Business Insider reported that California Governor Gavin Newsom failed to disclose his ties with Silicon Valley Bank while lobbying for a bailout. Moreover, the report states that Newsom maintained substantial personal ties to the now closed financial institution. Specifically, Newsom is connected to the bank through personal accounts through three wineries and his wife's charity. Does she use a strap-on on you, buddy? Just saying. I've heard things, buddy. Specifically, Newsom is connected to the bank through personal accounts. Just said that. Controversy: California law bans government officials from potentially influencing the decision for which they maintain a financial interest. But that, they don't care. They don't care. Wells Fargo warns customers of incorrect balances or missing transactions. Have you guys seen this? So a number of Wells Fargo online customers on Friday reported not seeing paychecks and direct deposits in their accounts, which the bank blamed on a technical issue. If you see incorrect balances or missing transactions, this may be due to a technical issue and we apologize, Wells Fargo told customers. I got that too. I got that on my online statement. Your accounts continue to be secure and we're working quickly on a resolution. In a statement to multiple news outlets Friday, a spokesperson for the San Francisco-based bank told the Charlotte Observer that funds remain available even though some direct deposit transactions weren't showing up. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. And what else are they going to do, folks? They're going to escalate World War III. They want to send your sons and daughters off to Europe. Russian fighter jet struck a USAF MQ-9 Reaper drone over the Black Sea, U.S. European Command. I have a hard time believing this. You can't believe anything the media says, but let's just go with it. So just in, President Joe Biden was immediately briefed on the incident, which appeared to be the first time since the height of the Cold War that a U.S. aircraft was brought down by a Russian warplane. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby and said U.S. State Department officials would be speaking directly with Russian counterparts and expressing our concerns over this unsafe and unprofessional intercept near Crimea. Moscow said the drone maneuvered sharply and crashed into the water following an encounter with Russian fighter jets scrambling to intercept it, but insisted the warplanes didn't fire their weapons upon it. We just need one instance, one little mishap, folks, and we're going to be going to war. Oh, boy. Let's talk about some more distractions. A lot of scary events happening, huh? All at once. More distractions, folks. Remember, this event will also go hand in hand. Here come the aliens. The Pentagon recently released a draft report about the ongoing UFO mystery yesterday, and the media is all over it, while stories of Chinese spy balloons being shot continue to baffle the public. There are a few ideas even scarier, that the UFOs are coming from someplace else. Someplace massive. Wow. Don't say. You don't say. The most explosive new bit of information in the government's report involves the idea of an alien mothership. Just like I said, an alien mothership hiding out somewhere in our solar system. Wow. And they're going to be using all your beloved UFO community. They're going to be using some of the biggest personalities to push this shit. People you so trust in the UFO community are going to be the ones to bring this in. Because you're going to believe them. Well, I just don't understand. Yes, this is incredible. We have a mothership floating over the sun. It's floating over the sun. It's charging from the sun like a battery. The report, written in part by Sean Kirkpatrick, director of the Pentagon's All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, states an artificial interstellar object could potentially be a parent craft that releases many small probes during its close package. During its close passage to Earth. So what they're doing is they condition you with ancient aliens for a decade. So you all get used to the idea that they're coming back. So they're conditioning you with that garbage. Then they're going to send, I don't know, let's call them drones. Let's just, whatever these UFOs are going to be using, holograms, whatever. They're going to be flying around the sky that you're probably going to see. That won't be real. They probably won't even be aliens. Oh, God. And people are going to fall for it. They're going to be out there with their cell phones recording. And, oh, my God, this is so crazy. We are not alone. We are not alone. This is amazing. And what are they going to do? They're going to use that to bring in a one world religion. And you're going to fall for it. All of you. All of you. Just like the people that fell for this and this and still do. They're going to be walking around talking about aliens all day long. And they're going to go, oh, we're not alone. And you think liberals are bad now? You think liberals are bad now? Wait till they go after God and start discrediting God and start telling you that we came from aliens, baby. Oh, yeah. It's coming. Oh, boy. How you like me now? Oh, boy. It's so predictable. It's just so stupid. I just want, you know what? Honestly, God, I want off this planet. You can take me. Can I be done with what I'm doing, please? Hello? The southern border is a disaster. I'm here in El Paso. Southern border, around 2,000 illegal. Now, these are the, I don't want to say the name because YouTube has a problem with it. Illegal immigrants from Venezuela saturated the Paso del Norte International Port of Entry Ridge, demanding to be let in. They wanted to be let in because, damn it, this was our country first. Causing the bridge to shut down and for CBP to take control of the bridge, financial losses for both sides. For the border with this criminal behavior. And as the southern border is being bombarded, we could be looking at Trump being arrested, folks. Just get used to the idea. Now, the ghost says that's not possible. He doesn't see it happening. Juan says he sees it happening. I have conflicting interests here. I don't know who to believe. I think they both could be correct. But Michael Cohen to testify at grand jury as likely Trump indictment looms. So all this shit that's happening with the Biden family and all this other garbage, they got to get Trump. They got to take Trump out of the picture, which is good for us as well, folks. And Juan will explain that when I get Juan O's saving up on NinosCorner.tv soon. Michael D. Cohen, the former fixer who for years did Donald J. Trump's dirty work, is expected to testify before a Manhattan grand jury next week to sign that prosecutors are poised to indict the former president for his role in paying hush money to a porn star, according to people with knowledge of the matter. Hush money to a porn star. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office had already questioned at least seven other people before the grand jury, hearing evidence about the hush money deal, according to several other people with knowledge of the inquiry, potentially making Mr. Cohen, the last witness. They're throwing everything, folks, even the kitchen sink at us with these scare tactics. All right, let's go into another, what I like to call false flag. Kind of sounds like the same strategies from, you know what just happened at the Capitol. So with J6, Nazi salutes, pepper spray, and pistols, an Ohio drag event devolves into an extremist melee. What do you mean devolves? What are you talking about devolves? It was already devolved. So amid the national showdown over drag performances and transgender rights, a storytelling event. And why is it always storytelling? What's with this storytelling shit? A storytelling event in a city park in northern Ohio became the latest flashpoint, fueled by demonstrators who waved swastika flags and shouted "Sieg Heil!" I guess "Sieg Heil!" like Hitler. Before a melee that led to two arrests, hundreds of protesters, including armed white supremacists, there were armed white supremacists there, folks, members of several extremist groups, and LGBTQ community supporters descended on Wadsworth, Ohio, a small town outside Akron, from a drag queen storytelling show that had been moved from private venue. White supremacist protesters shouted, "Heil Hitler!" and made Nazi salutes outside the event while pro-LGBTQ counter-protesters chanted, confronted by far-right agitators and wielded rainbow-colored parasols as a sort of shield for attendees. I'm on one today. Toward the end of the four-hour event, two people charged with misdemeanor disorderly conduct were arrested after a series of melees involving pepper spray, the violent use of a flagpole as a weapon. That just doesn't sound right at a drag queen event. And a protester who unnerved witnesses who said he pointed a gun at the crowd. Police said Monday that the weapon is designed to shoot pepper spray and not bullets. Let's get to Judas. Pence. Pence, the guy who betrayed the country for a coin. This guy's going to go down in history as the Judas, the modern Judas. Mike Pence, history will hold Donald Trump accountable. The country will hold Donald Trump accountable over the Capitol attack. That's what Pence is saying, folks. Really, numbnut? You not watch Tucker Carlson? We all know what's going on now, buddy. Okay, Pence, then vice president, was in the Capitol when thousands of Trump supporters breached the building in an attempt to stop Congress certify the 2020 presidential election, which Trump lost to Joe Biden. As Senate President, Pence presided over the ceremonial task of approving the votes of the Election College. Throughout the siege, Trump sent several tweets, one calling on Republicans to fight, and others making false claims over voter, you know what? I can't say the word. He also criticized Pence for certifying the you know what. Blah, blah, blah. I hope enough of you are waking up to see through this shit. I don't like to feel so alone. Oh, Feinstein, Fetterman, absences leave Democrats with fragile majority. I've been hearing rumors about both of them. I don't know if they passed. I don't know that. Absences in the Senate are becoming an issue for Democrats. Something's going on. Something's going on. There's a lot of absences. Leaving them with the fragile majority. Senate Democrats have been without Senators John Fetterman and Dianne Feinstein in recent weeks, creating a 49-49 split in the chamber that has forced members of the conference to only bring up votes that they know have bipartisan support and cause problems for the committee level. We're stopping the bleeding. I think this is white hat stuff, folks. I do. Things are happening behind the scenes if you're paying attention. Former Clinton White House advisor issues apology to conservatives. And who's this? Former Clinton White House and feminist author Naomi Wolf. I had her on my show. Naomi, if you're out there, Let's get you back on the program, baby. Let's do this. Naomi Wolf this week issued a formal letter of apology to Republicans and conservatives after believing what she described as lies about the J620 Capitol breach. Wolf, who drew headlines in 2021 and 2022 for questioning official narratives about the boogeyman this and lockdowns, wrote that peaceful Republicans and conservatives as a whole have been demonized by the story told by Democrats and leadership of what happened that day after new footage of the Capitol breach was aired by Fox News host Tucker Carlson last week. Wolf was a vocal opponent of the boogeyman lockdowns and these, causing Twitter's former management to suspend her account before it was reinstated several months ago. So now she's coming out issuing apologies to conservatives. Republicans, conservatives, I am sorry. I also believed wholesale so much else that has since turned out to not be as I was told by the NPR, MSNBC, and the New York Times. Wolf wrote on Substack. Anyone in leadership who misrepresented the Republic, who misrepresented the public, the events of the day, so as to distort the completely of its actual history, must also be held accountable. I don't even know if I made sense reading that, but in other words, she issued an apology. Okay. Senators make new demand regarding FBI Hunter Biden of Obama White House. All roads lead to Obama. Two GOP senators who have been investigating alleged Biden family corruption for years have stepped up their efforts after Facebook and Twitter suppressed to an extent explosive revelations about Hunter Biden's laptop in October 2020. Republican Senators Charles Grassley of Iowa and Ron Johnson of Wisconsin want more answers. Grassley and Johnson have sent a letter to Zuckerberg noting that in October 2020, when the New York Post published articles based on evidence from the Hunter Biden's laptop, many news and social media organizations inappropriately rushed to censor and discredit the initial reporting and falsely labeled it disinformation. Mainstream media outlets have finally admitted that the information gleaned from the laptop was not Russian disinformation, but was in fact real. Let's get into some border news. The border right now is absolute chaos. It's absolute chaos. Red Cross, folks. Red Cross. Do any of you give to the Red Cross? Just wondering. Thank you, Journeyman Turd. That's a funny name. Journeyman Turd Turd Polisher. Journeyman Turd Polisher. Nice to meet you. I am the Turd Polisher. All right. Red Cross. Do any of you give to Red Cross? I'm just curious. Yeah, I don't either. Red Cross providing migrants with maps and resources to travel into the U.S. border. So the American Red Cross is under fire for reportedly providing migrants with maps and guides to help them make the dangerous journey through Mexico to the U.S. border safer. Packets stamped with an American Red Cross logo revealed by the Daily Caller News Foundation include the locations of hotels. Listen to this, of hotels, clinics, routes to American border cities, and tips on self-care, like don't get raped, and the use of contraceptives. Before you get raped, you got to wear a, before I take it at the butt, you got to put on a condom. Arizona Sheriff Mark Lamb said the packets prove how treacherous the journey really is. They didn't tell asthmatics to bring their inhalers. Okay, they didn't tell asthmatics to bring their inhalers. They didn't tell diabetics to bring their diabetes medicine, but they did tell this woman to bring contraceptives because they know that women are being raped, Lamb said on Fox and Friends Friday. Let's just give them, you know, here's how I see it, okay? Fuck it, okay? Fuck it. Let's just give them brochures, okay? Let's just give them brochures to go sightseeing. Let them all go sightseeing. I say, let them go to Fiesta, Texas, maybe hit Route 66. I don't know. Go on Route 66. Take a look at the countryside. Go to Fiesta, Texas. Go to SeaWorld. Go to Disneyland on us. We'll pay for it all. We'll give you the safe passage to get here. And then we're going to just let you go sightseeing on the American taxpayer's dollar. Okay? Does that sound good? That's where we're at. Okay? That's where we're at, folks. That is where we're at right now. And then listen to the balls on this guy. AMLO. AMLO. Says he will start a public relations campaign in the U.S. He has the balls to do a public relations campaign in the U.S. asking not to vote for Republican Party candidates if GOP legislators continue presenting bills in Congress threatening to use military force versus Mexico and designating cartels as terrorists. Can't do that. Can't do that. Mexico is too dangerous for spring break. Texas officials say authorities in the U.S. state of Texas have advised American citizens not to travel to Mexico during the spring break holidays for security reasons. The Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, said that the drug cartel violence represented a significant threat for anyone crossing into Mexico. So if you have kids getting ready to go on spring break, let them think again. Talk to them. It comes after four Americans were kidnapped shortly after crossing the border last week. Two of them were murdered, while two were released unharmed. Three American women who went to Mexico to sell clothes at a market have been missing for more than 2 weeks. The crime is real there, folks. They don't mess around. Notice I didn't drop the F-bomb right there. All right. In what the fuck news, in what the fuck news. Thank you, two dogs. And I put this as what the fuck news because it is kind of like what the fuck news. Lindsay Lohan is pregnant and expecting her first child with husband Bader Shamas as actress gushes. They're so excited. Wouldn't let any kids near this lady. Lindsay Lohan has revealed she is pregnant with her first child with her husband, Bader Shamas. The couple tied the knot in July 2022 wedding and are now expecting a baby. Is she going to eat it? I've heard some things. Oh, boy. Lindsay Lohan, 36, has announced that she and her husband, Bader, also 36, are pregnant. You always have to say, they have to say it together. They're pregnant. No, she's pregnant. Okay. All right. She's pregnant. You're not. The guy's not. The woman is. She's pregnant. Okay. All right. With their first child. Okay. Yeah, that's going to be their first child, but they're not pregnant together. Okay. Let's not do that. Okay. Stop it. The actress told TMZ, "We are very excited of our new family member to arrive, and we are looking forward to his next chapter and the next chapter of our lives." The child star and her hubby began dating just before the boogeyman and shared the news of their engagement in November 2021. A whirlwind wedding. In July, Lindsay quietly tied the knot with her boyfriend just 1 year after he popped the question. The 36-year-old actress revealed the news in an Instagram post on Friday, July 1st, 2022, alongside a photo of the pair. Lindsay wrote, "I am the luckiest woman in the world. You found me and knew that I wanted to find happiness and grace all at the same time. I am stunned that you are my husband, my life, and everything. Every woman should feel like this every day," she said, referencing her love for Bader. The Mean Girls star announced her engagement to the entrepreneur last November, debuting her stunning 200,000 diamond ring. Nothing shows a man's love for a woman than a $200,000 diamond ring. Nah, it just shows what a materialistic bitch she is. That's what it shows. Just saying. I pulled no punches. Yeah. How's it going? She is almost too old to be preggers. You think so? I don't know. Today, you can get pregnant when you're 40, 50, 45. You just get, what is it, IVF? I'm sure she'll be having the Antichrist. I have two good interviews today. I have, who is it? I have, well, let's see who I have today, folks. You know, I've been really upset. I've been really upset lately, man. I've been, you know, I used to, I really like the music of U2. That's one of my favorite bands. But I've been disappointed in Bono recently. You know, I'm seeing a lot of pictures of him. He's hanging out with the Pope. He's doing this stuff. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. He knows better. He knows better. I have a funny story about Bono. You want to hear a funny story about Bono? Do any of you want to hear a funny story about Bono, or should I just cut the broadcast? Give me a thumbs up if you want to hear a funny story about Bono. I had a personal encounter with Bono. If you want to hear the story, give me a thumbs up. If not, I'll just cut the broadcast right here. You want to hear the story? Okay. This happened. This is a true story with Bono. So this is when I was in about seventh grade, and I was an altar boy. I was an altar boy in the Catholic Church, St. Patrick's, but I wasn't being an altar boy that day. And I'm sitting in a pew. Those of you that go to church know what a pew is. I'm sitting in the pew, and right next to me is this dude with long hair and a cutoff shirt. He looked like grungy. He looked dirty. He looked, almost looked like he was homeless. And he was with like this hippie chick. And I'm looking at both of them, and I kept looking at this guy, and I'm like, who is this dude? I know this guy. And I kept like looking down and then looking at him, and then he'd look over at me like, what's wrong with this kid? He knew I recognized him. Let's just put it that way. But I didn't know who it was. The whole time I'm looking at him like, who is this? And I keep looking at him, and I go, man, I go, I know you from somewhere. And he goes, oh, you do? And I was like, yes, I do. And I really, at that point, I'm like, who is this guy? Like, what's, why is he being an asshole? So I'm like looking at him, and I'm just a kid. I'm in seventh grade, and I'm with all my friends. We were all there. There was a bunch of us in the sitting in the pew. And I keep looking at him. I'm like, man, I know you from somewhere. I go, I'm going to get where I know you from. And he's like, yeah, where do you think you know me from? I'm like, it'll come to me. Hold on a second. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like looking around. I was like, fuck. And then I thought of my sister. My sister was, at that time, she's passed away. She passed away in 2009, I believe. But at that time, my sister was dating those type of guys, the real dirty-looking greaser, like mechanic-looking guys. So I was looking. That's what he looked like to me. I was like, ah, I know where you're from. I know where I know you. And he goes, oh, yeah, where? I go, you used to date my sister, Patrice. And then he looked at me, and he's like, he looked at his girlfriend that was next to him, the hippie. And he goes, oh, yeah, maybe you could be right. Maybe I did date your sister. And at that point, I looked at him, and I was like, wow, this guy's an asshole. Instead of like, oh, who's your sister? I said, Patrice. He's like, oh, yeah, maybe I did. So I'm like thinking to myself, oh, well, this guy's an asshole. So then now I'm like looking down, and I'm burning up red, like I wanted to punch him. And I'm sitting there like pissed off, really pissed off, just looking down at my feet. And we're in church, so I can't misbehave. I can't do anything crazy. So I'm just thinking, like, who is this asshole next to me? And he has this smirk on his face. And I remember I'm just sitting there going, hmm. And then I look at him again one last time, and I see his side profile. And I'm like, holy shit, now I know who that is. Bono. And then it came to me like a lightning bolt. U2 was in town for a concert. And I'm sitting next to Bono. Like, right, our legs are touching each other. So then I go, oh, man. And I hit him again. I go, I know where I know you from. And he looked at me again like he's kind of like sick of talking to me. And I was like, you're Bono. You're Bono from U2, dude. And he's like, shh. He goes like this. He tells me, shut up. And I was like, I'll be cool. And I'm just like, look at him. I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. So we get up to get communion. So all of us are standing up to get in communion. You know, the usher comes and lets you each pew get up to go get communion. You go like this, Father, Son, yes, amen. They give you the communion. You go sit back down in your pew. So when he got up and stood up to go get communion, the whole church went ballistic. Bono, Bono. Like, honestly, like you're in church and the whole church went nuts. Like, all the women started screaming. Like, no respect for church at all. None. Like, none. And I'm sitting there going, holy shit, this just got interesting. So now all the chicks in the church are screaming, Bono! 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 And, like, then I can see on his face he got nervous. He comes back and sits right back down next to me. And I'm looking at him, and I go, oh, man. I go, you better get out of here. He's all, I know. I need to go. I go, hey, we'll get cover for you. So I told my friends, I go, hey, man, let's get cover for this guy. So then he gets up, and we all gathered around him and walked him out of the church. And then as he's leaving, he turns back and looks at me. He goes, thank you, man, like that. And I go, hey, I go, just one thing. And he goes, yeah. And I go, come back here. And he comes back to me and I go, will you just sign this piece of paper? And he signed a piece of paper with my friend's pen. And I don't even know where I put that. It's been so long. But he takes off and he starts walking. And I was like, later, Bono. He goes, later, man. Thank you. I was like, no problem. And yeah, that's the story. I thought it was cool. I thought it was pretty cool. That's a true story about Bono. I thought he dated my sister. I was wrong. I thought it was one of the greasy scumbags that dated my sister, but I was wrong. But yeah, it was pretty cool. So I got to meet Bono at church. And at that time, I thought he was a good – I really think – I mean, I know he goes to church. I knew he did go to church. I don't know what's happened to him now. I don't know how this stuff happens, but I think at one point he was a – I don't know, man. I mean, it seemed to me like he was a believer in God and he was a devout Catholic, as what I thought. So I don't know. I don't know what happens to these people, man. I don't know how they go to the dark side. I don't know how this happens. But anyway, folks, that's my story, and I'm out of here now. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting, and the black sheep of broadcasting, baby. Mm-mm-mm. Later, folks. I'm out. See you Friday.